talking about tonight a very, very important topic. I want to describe for you sort of where we are and what, as Hashem, we are going to be talking about. We've been speaking about that when a person decides to bring a karban or a person decides to bring a karban, there are a variety of different steps in that process. Initially, you are makdish a karban. We spoke about how you're makdish a karban. You bring the karban, you then do shechita, kabbalas hadam, you walk the blood over, you do zrikas hadam. There are a couple of, we spoke a little bit a couple weeks ago about the idea of smicha on karbanos and what the goal of smicha is, and if a woman could do smicha or can't do smicha. And last week we introduced an idea, and Chazal tell us that at least it seems from the Gemara, Meseches Yuma, with many of the karbanos, that when you bring a karban, the Gemara tells us, you have to do vidui also. That during this, during the time when you're doing engaging in the mitzvah of smicha, the Gemara tells us in Yuma and Daf Lamed Vav, during that time, you're going to be leaning on the animal, and you're going to then be reciting a form of vidui, a form of, as the way vidui is sometimes translated, as a confession, as a confession. We spoke last week how there are different kinds of vidois that are out there. There's, if you remember, vidui maestros, there's a vidui where you recite, that you performed and you separated all of your chumos and maestros properly. There's a vidui you do as part of tshuva. There's a vidui also that you do not as part of tshuva, but a vidui that you do, we quoted last week, an idea of salvation, from the Achronim, which is more of bakashas kapara. At the time when you should be getting kapara, you recite a vidui to get kapara. I already did tshuva. The Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur, he's doing vidui on behalf of Klal Yisrael, not because he can do tshuva for them, tshuva you have to do yourself, but because he has the ability to ask that they be able to receive a form of kapara. What I want to talk about tonight is really a machlokas harishonim, and to try to share with you three mahalchim in that machlokas harishonim. Three mahalchim in that machlokas harishonim. A couple of years ago, we learned the karbanos. We focused on one of these mahalchim. But I'll try to develop three different mahalchim that can all be very, very important. That's as follows. We know, if you look in the Gemara in Meseches Yuma, so upon which karbanos is there a din of vidui? Is there a din of vidui? So our Gemara says in Yuma that whenever you bring a karban chatas, a sin offering, you recite vidui. That makes sense because a karban chatas is brought after a person sins b'shogeg. You sin b'shogeg and aveira that had you done it b'mezid, you'd have a chiyuv kares. A person messed up, they require kapara. Even though they did it b'shogeg, the Ramban describes very beautifully how even, or I guess not so beautifully, how even a person sins b'shogeg, they still require kapara. They still require kapara. And therefore, a person brings a karban, they recite vidoy at that time. That makes sense. The Gemara tells the Meseches Yuma, the same thing is true with a karban asham. Karban asham is also a karban brought because of a sin. It's brought for more specific sins, different kinds of ashams that are there. Those of us that this morning in davening were chazring Ezu Makoman, so you certainly can go through there some of the situations which a person brings the karban asham. When you bring a karban asham, so then you also, you do vidui. The Gemara comments in Meseches Yuma that you also recite vidui when you bring a karban ola. What's a karban ola? So a karban ola is a karban which you may decide to bring even, and it's a karban which is brought, and here's it, which gets entirely burned on the Mizbeach. Entirely burned on the Mizbeach, nobody else eats it. Why do you bring a karban ola? So there are different views in Chazal, different views amongst Rishonim. The Gemara in one place in Tzvachim refers to a karban ola as a daron. It is just a gift that I give Hashem. But many of the Rishonim point out, and Chazal seem to assume, even here in Meseches Yuma, in the Medrash, in the Gemara, in Meseches Nidar, in the Gemara of Tzvachim, that a ola also is brought for a sin. And that's why the Gemara says that you recite vidoy when you bring a karban ola. What is the sin that I did for at least some days in Chazal, why I'd have to bring a karban ola? So it could be because I did not fulfill mitzvos asay. I didn't fulfill mitzvos asay properly, and that's why I bring a karban ola. Could be because Chazal of another day, a hirhurei aveira. A person was thinking about sin, and for that reason they have to bring a karban ola. But the Gemara tells us that you do a form of vidoy with a karban ola, a chatas, and an asham. What Chazal are not clear about is the following question. Do you perform the mitzvah of vidoy? Do you also confess when you bring a karban shlamim? What is a karban shlamim? So a karban shlamim is a karban which you bring, which you eat part of, the Rebbeinu Shalom gets part of, gets burned in the Mizbeach, and the Kohanim get part of. Rashi, I believe, quotes, as why it's called a karban shlamim, because it brings shalom. Everybody gets a piece of it. it's very, very nice, a carbon shlamim. It is really not so clear in Chazal that a carbon shlamim is brought for kapara, is brought as a result of a sin. As an example, the Gemara Menachos says that one kind of a carbon shlamim is a carbon toda. Carbon toda is because I say thank you to Hashem. Something happened to me. I decide that I want to bring, maybe I'm chayav to bring a carbon toda. And I have I bring a carbon toda to say, to express my gratitude to Hashem. It's not because of a sin. Not because of a sin. And carbon shlamim, it's not because of a sin. Many, it seems like there's at least a mahalach out there. You bring a carbon shlamim because you have two options to eat meat. You can eat meat in a less holy kind of a way. You stam shech an animal, offer it, you know, and then you do malich, and then you grill it. Or you can offer it part of a carbon shlamim. It's a holier way to eat. Maybe that's why I'm bringing it. But it's not so clear if a carbon shlamim is brought, if a carbon shlamim is brought for a sin or not. Ambiguity. And the Gemara Maseches Yuma does leave it off the list. That same ambiguity happens to exist in Psukim and Divrei Hayamim. Rashi there implies that maybe there is a kind of vidoy with a carbon shlamim, but it's not so clear. And really, it's not so clear: is there vidoy? Is there no vidoy with a carbon shlamim? That is a machlokas harishonim. Yeah, you could say anything. What? You could say anything. Also, too tired. Sure. Okay. Appears to be a machlokas harishonim. Avraham tshvichin lahodos. Different discussions in Rashi and the other rishonim. Yeah. Okay. Carbon toda. Let's move on. Is there considered to be vidui by a carbon, by a carbon shlamim or not? Do I recite vidui or not recite vidui? That seems to be a machlokas harishonim. The Rash in his Perush on the Torah Kohanim, the Rash is one of the Baliat Tosfos, the Rash in his Perush on the Torah Kohanim writes as follows: You do vidoy, when do I do it? Al chatas, avon chatas, al asham, avon asham, v'chein al shlamim, hayem mitzvadek kimo al ola. And you do a vidoy on a carbon shlamim also. So a person brings a carbon shlamim, they do smich on a carbon shlamim, and then you do vidoy also. However, and we're going to pull this back a little bit later, the Rambam in Hilchos Maaseh Karbanos appears to hold differently. Says the Rambam, Ketzad Mitzvah, how do I do? Vidoy, the Paragim Halacha Tesvav, Omer Chatasi, Avisi Pashati, Vasisi Kaf, Vakaf, Vazar Bechuva, Levanecha, Vizok Kaparasi. Says the Rambam, what do you do? Hayat Karban Shlamim. If it's a Karban Shlamim, what do I do? Rambam says, So mech Vechom Bakam Sheyirza Min Ha'azara Vemakam Shchita. And if it comes to a carbon shlamim, you do smicha. What about vidoy? Rambam has a line, v'yirali, which is the way the Rambam says. I have no explicit bakar for this. The Rambam suggests something fascinating. I believe, she'eno misvada al hashlamim. You don't confess a sin when you bring a carbon shlamim. Ela omer divrei sheva. And when you bring a carbon shlamim, as you do the smicha, you say divrei sheva. But the Rambam seems to hold, as he says, Eino misvada al hashlamim. There's no vidoy in carbon shlamim. What I would love to try to do tonight is to understand well what is pshat in this machlokas harishonim. A person brings a carbon shlamim. I want to have meat. I want to eat it in a holier kind of a way. I brought it there. I did my smicha. The Rash says, make sure you say vidoy. The Rambam says, no vidoy, but you should say divrei sheva. You still praise the Ribono Shel Olam on some level. What pshat in this machlokas harishonim? So we're going to suggest three mahalchim as pshat in this machlokas harishonim. We're going to first suggest one that we suggested in the past about a year and a half ago or so. I apologize for the repetition, and that is as follows. It is possible that what the rishonim here argue about is an intriguing question. Mahalch number one: why do you bring a carbon shlamim, and is a carbon shlamim also brought for a sin? Simple pshat, carbon shlamim is brought, as we suggested before, maybe to sanctify your achilas basar taifa. I want to have meat, but I want to eat meat in a holy way. So what do? I bring a carbon shlamim. Some goes to Hashem, some goes to the Kohanim, some goes to me. It's a way of sanctifying my regular way to eat. If you hold that the carbon shlamim is not brought for a sin offering, sorry, not brought for a sin, so lechora, there wouldn't be a vidoy because There'd be no reason to confess. The Rambam still says, okay, so say something. Maybe you say Dibrei Shevach, use the opportunity, you know, for something. But there'd be no need for vidui because there is no sin that you are confessing. However, there are some indications in Rishonim that perhaps a Karban Shlamim is also brought for a sin. The one who is most emphatic that a Karban Shlamim, and really many of the Karban Shlamim, may be brought on behalf of a sin, is the Netziv. Netziv and Megavar and Shmos, Parak Yitzhas, Pasuk Yibayin, Pasuk Yisro. It's a Merome Sada in Zvachim and Daf Chavtes. It's a Merome Sada in Bechoros and Daf Chavav. The Netziv, it's part of a larger Mahaf of the Netziv, which I don't know if I'm ever going to talk about, but I would love to at some point in time, where the Netziv argues that a lot of the Karbanos are really brought on behalf of a particular sin. Shlamim also is brought on behalf of a sin. What is the sin? So why am I bringing a Karban? Why am I bringing a Karban Shlamim? So here you find something interesting. There's a couple possibilities. There's a Rashi in Meseches Erchin, where Rashi implies, Rashi Erlin and Erchin Chaf Aleph and Aleph, that Shlamim is brought because of Mitzvot Aseh. Mitzvot, you didn't tell Mitzvot Aseh, you bring a Karban Shlamim. The Medrash Tanchuma sounds like that also, points out in the Siv. That also seems to be Meduyak in the Rash. Because what did the Rash say? Your Mitzvada Al HaShlamim Kimo, and your Mitzvada Al HaOla. So one mahalach is that you bring a Karban Shlamim because you want to get kapara for not having the masay. So what's the vidui that I'm saying with ora? I brought it for a sin. So lich ora, the pshat and the machlokas is, am I bringing a Karban Shlamim for a sin? If I bring it because of a sin, I wasn't a kai masay, I got to say vidui. If I brought it not for a sin, so then I'm not going to say vidui. It's not appropriate to say vidui at that time. The Netziv happens to have a theory that the reason that you bring a Karban Shlamim is not because of a general lack of observance of mitzvot aseh, but rather one aseh in particular that Tziv happens to maintain is because of the aseh of gemilas chasadim. And a person that did not shlamim milas and shalom, a person that did not bring a sufficient amount of shalom to this world, so that person's chayav to bring a Karban Shlamim to try to increase the shalom in this world. How do I do that? Part of it's by sharing my card with other people. It's about embracing and bringing more shalom to this world. That's the Netziv. It's part of the reason why it's one of the great questions when you learn not. One of the great questions is how come the Nevi'im seem to be so anti-Karbanos? They seem to always like critique Karbanos. Yeah, Barbanel points it out in his discussion in Vayikra. Why they're so anti? So one of the things the Netziv says, what's behind it is because more important than bringing a Karban Shlamim was what the Karban Shlamim was there actually to accomplish. And people that would bring a Karban Shlamim and think, okay, I've been Yotzei, that's not the pshat. It's supposed to bring Shalom amongst Klal Yisrael. It's supposed to be part of that. So Lichora, we would say, again, the same thing. If I hold that it's brought for Kapara, that's why I would say Vidoy. If I hold that it's not brought for Kapara, so then I would not say Vidoy. Then I would not be saying Vidoy. That Lichora is a simple pshat. In brackets, very quickly. Again, if you brought it for sin, then you say Vidoy. If it's not brought for a sin, then you would not say Vidoy. That it happens to be very quickly in brackets, and Sif suggests that even if he his mahalas the Karban Shlamim is brought for a particular sin, that he thinks that it's possible that even if it's brought for a sin, it could be it wouldn't come up in the vidoy and you would hold like you just a Rambam. That's not for us right now, but that's in Sif Rumi Sadan Zachim and Afkav Test. Either way, mahalas number one. We saw mahalas already shown him. Do you say vidoy when you bring a Karban Shlamim? Mahalas number one, yes, because Karban Shlamim is brought for a sin. What sin? The Rashi implies in one place because he didn't fulfill Aseis. And the Tziv says the sin was you didn't bring Shalom to this world. You didn't fulfill the Aseis of Kamil Chassadim. That therefore, Lechor, we would say, you should say Vidoy. The Rambam would say, Shalom's not brought for a sin. And therefore, Shalom's not brought for Kapara. And therefore, you're good to go. No need to say Vidoy at all. That's that. There is a second Mahalach. Pari is a hold this far? Okay. There is a second Mahalach, and it's Mahalach of the Gevurah Yitzchak.
It's a Sirotskin in his paper on Hilchos Tshuva. Yitzchak Sirotskin has a very beautiful Torah. It's part of a longer piece, and he sort of pulls back from this a little bit as he goes on, but it's a very intriguing kind of a question. We spoke about smicha, and we also spoke about vidoy. Smicha is when I lean on the animal. Vidoy is when I articulate the confession. What is the relationship between Smicha and Vidui? What's the relationship between them? And here there are two ways to go. One way to go is, as the Gemara tells Rambam Paskins, that you say Vidui at the same time that you're doing the Smicha. But maybe that is merely coincidental or a question of convenience. Maybe the goal of Vidui and the goal of Smicha have nothing to do with each other. They're really disconnected. It happens to be they take place at the same time, but you could easily be mechalek between Vidui and Smicha. It's certainly possible. Alternatively, one could argue that Vidui is part and parcel of the Smicha process. That's why the Gemara said it's not coincidental, but the way that you do Smicha, the way that you lean on the animal, is with a Vidui. It's with a Vidui. What's the nafkamina between these two mahalchim? So first he happens to point out that Rashi and Zvachim implies the same way there's a din of tekef le smicha shchita, there's a din of tekef le vidoy shchita. You have to do shchita, right? It sounds like smicha and vidoy are very interconnected. But what's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is, could you ever have phenomenons of people that do smicha and don't do vidoy? Could you have people doing smicha and not doing vidoy? Could I have a vidoy absent a smicha? Could I be mechalik between them? Could I be mechalik between them? As an example, one lengthy discussion that we're not talking about at all right now has to do with women. Women who are not chayiv in smicha, but for one day in the Gemara, can optionally do smicha. What's the status of women doing vidoy? How much am I mechalik between those? Suggest the Gevuras Yitzchak. Maybe that's the machlokas harishonim taking place here. Everybody agrees, this is the Mishnah Menachos, that you do smicha with the carbon shlamim. That nobody debates. The machlokes is, if vidoy is part of smicha, so then if I'm doing smicha, mistama comes with the vidoy also. Mistama comes with the vidoy also. But if I understand not like that, if I understand that smicha and vidoy are separate, so it's possible that even though a carbon shlamim has a din of smicha, maybe it doesn't have a din of vidoy. Suggest the Gevuras Yitzchak, maybe that is pshat, that's pshat in the machlokas harishonim, that if I hold, like the Rambam says, smicha and vidoy are really disconnected. So the Rambam says, you can do smicha on a carbon shlamim, but there's no vidoy, the two are not connected to each other. But the Rosh understands that they're actually very much linked. They're very much linked. If there's a din of smicha, there's also a din of vidoy, because the two are very much linked. Why do you think that that's so? Because the Rosh himself implies that it is, because the Rosh there is talking about the din of a non-Jew who brings a carbon. And the Rosh writes, "Hikvat akasav besmichas gai," that a non-Jew should not bring a carbon, and the Rambam would not do smicha. And the Rosh connects that. Why isn't the non-Jew doing smicha? Aval gai lav bar kapara hu bekarban. That since he doesn't get kapara through his karbanos, he doesn't say vidoy, memela, he doesn't do smicha. But it seems that for the Rosh, those two things are linked. That smicha and vidoy are very much linked. Let's chaz what we saw thus far. I'll make it all right in a second. We saw the following. There's a din of smicha. You rest in the animal. There's a din of vidoy. You confess your sins. What about by a carbon? Shlomim, my folks are showing the Rosh says a din of vidoy. Rambam says no vidoy. There's only divrei shavach. What's my books about? Halach number one. Am I bringing a shlamim for a sin? If I bring it for a sin, well then, you got to make sure you're going to say vidoy. If you don't bring it for a sin, so then you are not going to say vidoy. That seems to be mahalach number one, based on the Nativ, based on the Rosh. That's the first mahal. The second mahal, which is also Meduik in the Rosh, and again, these are not all mutually exclusive. They may all be true. Now for the Rosh, it's also another shiloh, which is the relationship between smicha and vidoy. The Rosh says the two are linked, so a non-Jew misses one, because he misses both. They go hand in hand together. The Rosh says that the two are connected, and therefore if Shlomim has a din of smicha, as Chazal say it does, Mistamad also has a din vidoy. The Rambam, however, understands to be mechalik between them. There's a din of smicha, but there's no din of vidoy, because you can be mechalik between the two of them. There is, however, a third mahalach, I believe. And the third mahalach is very important for us. Let's try to unpackage things a little bit. Number one. It's not so clear that all agree to the first two mahalachim. Why? The Netziv himself thinks that it's possible that even if a carbon shlamim is brought for a sin, it wouldn't have a din vidur. He's not so sure those two things are necessarily linked to the Netziv. But the second mahalach has a particular struggle. If there is a rishon that I would have thought thinks that smicha and vidoy are actually connected, it would actually be Shitas HaRambam. Why would it be Shitas HaRambam?
Because I'm a placement kind of a guy. Where does the Rambam place the halachas of vidoy? In the context of smicha. In the context of smicha. The Rambam says in halacha yudalet, v'ketzat somech, how do you do smicha? Im hayakarban kos kadash im amidu betzafon. In front of Lamara, v'asomech omi b'mizach, v'asomech Lamara, u'miniach shtei yadav bein shtei karnav, u'misvada. Al-chatas, al-avon, al-asham, avon asham, v'chulei. It sounds in Rambam that vidoy is part of how you do smicha. Meaning even the Rambam thinks that they're linked. It seems like l'chulei alma, smicha is linked to vidoy. So what's pshat into the Rambam? What's the Rambam really thinking? Why is it that shlamim doesn't have vidoy, but it has the reshevach? Aren't they really linked? And that leads us to a second, more fundamental question. What's pshat behind the Rambam's v'yirali, that you say divrei shevach? Why am I saying divrei shevach? It is always good to praise the Ribbono Shel Olam. It really always is. But everything has its appropriate time. Why is this the right time to say divrei shevach? This is a pretty serious time. It's a time period where you are doing smicha on the animal. You want to praise Hashem? Praise Hashem outside. Binachman, his bodedus, you can go outside to the forest a little bit later. Praise your Ribbono Shel Olam then. Why is this the time where you're going to be praising your Ribbono Shel Olam? Why is that appropriate? Especially when you understand that there seem to be almost like hefsek halach. We don't want to waste time. We want to be focused a little bit. So what's going on here with the divrei shevach? So I'll share with you a mahalach, which is a very, very intriguing mahalach in light of things that we have seen. I happen to like it a lot. I happen to like this mahalach a lot in general. It's a mahalach that comes to say for Masas HaMelech, Simen Shinchav Zayin. It's a beautiful mahalach, founded a couple of years ago. And like a lot, it's based on the comment of the Brisker Rav about Parham Davar Shal Tzibor for a different time, where he has the following suggestion. The Masas HaMelech. The Talmud, I think, of the Brisker Rav, or the Kaif of the Brisker Rav, he has the following suggestion. Why is it that you say Divrei Shevach? Suggest the Masas HaMelech, I believe that everybody agrees that there is a din of vidoy with a carbon shlamim. Everyone agrees a din of vidoy with a carbon shlamim. The Rash is explicit. I think the Rambam agrees also. The din of vidoy by a carbon shlamim. What's the Rambam's chiddush? The Rambam's chiddush is as follows. The din of vidoy. Again, it's based on Torah, the Brisker Rav, but Parham, Davar Shel Tzibor. But the goal of vidoy is not merely an opportunity to do tshuva. It doesn't even seem like it is. You know why? Because the lashon of the vidoy In by a carbon, the Rambam writes, what exactly am I saying? I am saying, zikach v'chazarti b'tshuva. I'm more describing the fact that I already did tshuva. Doesn't seem like it's just part of the tshuva itself. So what's the goal of vidoy? Suggest there, v'nir midvarav, the inyan vidoy al carbon, ein inyano rak midin tshuva, el nira degam midin carbon, hu shifarit inyan ha-carbon. If you remember, there are different stages when you bring a carbon, where you're being mafkish it, as an example. And there seems to be a value. The din of vidoy is not a din in confessing sins. The din of vidoy by a karban is that you have to be mifari. You have to clarify when you're bringing the karban why you're bringing it. It's a din of, again, the karban requires maybe different levels of hakdasha, different levels of dedication. And one of the ways that you dedicate the karban is that b'shas maisa, you go over what's the reason why you're bringing it? What's the reason why you're bringing it? It's not a tshuva vidoy. It's a statement being mefari why you are doing it. Once that's so when I'm bringing a carbon chatas, what am I doing? I'm explaining the sin that I violated. When you're bringing a carbon asham, I'm explaining the sin I violated. When I'm bringing a carbon ola, I'm explaining the sin I violated. But the Rambam says as follows. What's happening with a carbon shlamim? What am I going to do? On the one hand, Chazal never tell me a vidoy. On the other hand, there really should be one because I hold smicha and vidoy are interconnected. So it must be, says the Rambam, that vidui is a din in being mifare, why I'm bringing the carbon. And when it comes to carbon shlamim, the Rambam understands that why am I bringing the carbon shlamim? Not from a position of sin or weakness. I'm bringing it from a position of strength. It's the same way I'm bringing it because I want to be mishabeach ribono sholam. And I'm bringing it because of something positive which took place. I'm bringing it out of a sense of a karas hatov, as the hodah for a carbon hodah. I'm bringing it for good reasons. So the Rambam understands as follows. The vidoy you're bringing with the carbon shlamim is megala, what the real yesod of vidoy is entirely. It's not only about tshuva, or maybe even about tshuva at all. Maybe it's primarily about the same way we dedicate initially this to carbon chatas, and we have different acts of being machdish, part of the animal, the shkita is machdish, the kabbalah is machdish, the gemara told in daf yudalet. That one of the ways that, what do? You're mifari, you explicate, you say, this is why I am bringing the carbon shlamim. The Divrei Sheva is brought for positive reasons. It's part of the kiyum of vidui. If that is so, l'chora, we would suggest the machlokes between the Rash and the Rambam is not a machlokes of whether shlamim is brought for a sin or not. It's not only a machlokes about the relationship between smicha and vidui. Maybe everyone's are kind of machlokes about the nature of vidui and karbanos. The Rash says vidui and karbanos. Vidui, what kind of vidui is it? The vidui of tshuva. So the Rash says it must be that I bring it for tshuva. What's the sin? It must be a mitzvah aseh. It must be. It's like ola. It's brought for a sin. The Rambam says no. Vidoy is does not mean like the vidoy of Hilchos Tshuva. Why you're missing? Vidoy does not mean the vidoy of Hilchos Tshuva. The vidoy that we're saying is the vidoy of being mifarid exactly what's going on, being explicit about why you are bringing this particular carbon. That's the real pshat in terms of what is going on here. Give me 1 second. If that's so, we have a very very important machlokas about the nature of this thief to bring this question of whether you do or don't say vidoy when you come along and you bring a carbon and you bring a carbon shlamim. That seems to be what it's about. There are those who suggest, I'm gonna speak very briefly right now, you guys not to worry about it at all. But it's the closest I got for this. The Sefer Daf al Daf in Mesechas Tainis on Daf Chav Gimel is a really, really important Rashi on Chav Gimel. Rashi there may imply the din of vidoy by carbon shlamim. He also may not imply the din of vidoy by carbon shlamim. There's a Gvur Sari there, Mitzvah Esan, there's a lot of stuff about Chornim there. But some suggest, he points out here, that this idea of a vidoy, which is derach sheva, is actually more analogous to what kind of vidoy? Vidoy maestros. The vidoy maestros. The vidoy I brought that I did something well, vidoy maestros. Why is that important? Remember from last week, very briefly, we pointed out that Rashi in Yuma, Tosfos went crazy. Tosfos says there's no shaitas between vidoy and karbanos and vidoy maestros. Vidoy and karbanos is all about how you messed up and you sinned. Vidoy maestros, how you do things correctly. But Rashi implied that they are connected. We wonder, how are they connected? The answer is, here's where they may be connected. That maybe the point of vidoy ha-karbanos is not just vidoy on a sin always. It isn't vidoy of bakashas kapara, as some suggest, but vidoy of karbanos may, at least in certain cases, have overlap with vidoy maestros, which is a positive statement of describing what is going on, being mefari what is going on. That's why it's something we've shown him, Achorim said last time, the mefarsha maestro sheni, that what does vidoy really mean? Vidoy is a statement, bein latov and bein lara, about what happened. And maybe that's what vidoy and karbanos are also. When it's because of a sin, it's a statement of confession of sin. When it's because of good reasons, it's a statement of confession, quote unquote, of vidoy, of good things. That vidoy is really at its core a description of what's going on. And here it's about being mefarate, the actual karban. In that sense, we'll try to wrap up right now. But we saw machlokas between the Rambam and the Rash. We had three mahalchem, what is going on. The first mahalach was a mahalach based on Nziv. The second mahalach was a mahalach from Rishi Yitzchak. The third mahalach we were suggesting, based on comments of some Achronim, to try to explain also how that connects to Rashi and other Vidoy Maestros. I think we have some, I think it's nice Torah here as far as Vidoy as a whole. I have absolutely no idea what we're going to do next week.